at the end of the Maisa with Korach in this week's parasha, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to strengthen Aaron's connection to the Kohuna, so he gives him the Chof Dalet Matnas Kohuna, the 24 Matonis that we give to a Kohen, and he makes a bris with Aaron that the Kohuna is not going to move from himself and from his Zera forever. The Torah calls that bris a bris melach. It says, bris melach olam hi lifnei Hashem l'cha u'lezaracha itoch. The question is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a bris melach with Aaron? What's the lashon of a bris melach? So Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this bris because melach is a dover habori u'miskayim u'mavri esacher. Melach is unique. Salt is unique. It's a dover habori. It doesn't get spoiled. It's healthy. Right? It doesn't get spoiled. It's lasting, it's meskayim, and it's mavri acherim, and it preserves other things. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for a symbol that this promise that the kuna is going to stay, b'zera Aaron, the promise is going to be forever. It's going to be lasting. So he chose melach. Bris melach means that the bris is going to be lasting. What's the significance to the fact that the salt, that the melach, is mavri acherim? Why do Chazal mention that too? That melach is a dover bari, and it's miskayim, and it's mavi asacherim as well. What's the significance of that? So I was thinking, Rashi says that Korach knew that only one person was going to become the Kohen Gadol. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells him. Moshe says, V'hoya isha sheyivcha bo hu ha-kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose the kadosh. He's going to choose the one who's kadosh, and everyone else is not going to make it. Rak echod yikrav v'kulchem ovdim. He said, only one of you is going to come close, only one of you is going to survive this ordeal, and the rest of you are going to die. So the question is, why did Korach take such a chance? He didn't know that he was going to win out. So Rashi says, well, he saw b'nevuah, he saw chavdale mishmaras kahuna of his b'nei bonim, of his descendants who were going to be mesnabed b'ruach hakodesh. He saw that his descendants were going to be on a great level, that he would have descendants. So he figured, well, if I'm going to have descendants, obviously I'm going to be the one who's going to survive. So he went through with it. But as Chazal say, he didn't see clearly. Moshe and Aaron saw clearly. Moshe certainly saw clearly. But Korach didn't see clearly. He didn't see that his children were going to do tshuva at the last minute, and those descendants were going to come from B'nai Korach. They weren't going to come from Korach himself. Think about it. Korach was willing to go through with bringing all these other people, the 250 men, and Dasan Vaviram, and his whole group. He was willing to sacrifice them for his own benefit, for his own agenda, so that he should be the Kohen Gadol. He was willing to sacrifice everyone else. Someone who's ready to promote himself at the expense of others is not worthy to become a leader. A true leader is someone who's willing to sacrifice his own interests for the benefit of the tzibur, not someone who cares only about himself. And especially when it comes to the Kohuna Gadola, a person must be exceedingly humble. He must be exceptionally concerned with the welfare of other people. We know that the Kohen Gadol does the avod on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. He represents all of Klal Yisrael. So the Kohen Gadol has to be someone who unifies all of Klal Yisrael. And that was Aaron HaKohen. Aaron was the ultimate Oev HaSabrios. He was Rodev Shalom. He was Oev Shalom. Chazal said that he would run after people to try to make peace between them. Aaron was not interested in his own covet. He was always running after situations to unify others, to make peace between other people. He was looking out for the good of each and every person. Korach was the exact opposite. He was self-absorbed. He was arrogant. He wasn't worthy of the Kohuna Gadol. Maybe that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes with Aaron a bris melach, because he wants to point out why Korach was not worthy to be the Kohen Gadol. He wanted to establish, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to establish Aaron as the source of the Mishpachas Kohuna, the eternal Mishpachas Kohuna, Kodesh Baruch Hu uses Melach, because Melach is not only Bari U'Miskayim, but it's Mavi Yisachem as well. It preserves other things as well. Because a true leader is not focused on himself. A true leader cares about other people. A true leader is looking out to empower other people and to bring out the best in them. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pointing out, that Aaron had that unique ability. Aaron was a true leader, so he deserved to be the Kohen Gadol. Good Shabbos.